Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Welcome to this week's podcast.
Welcome.
Got my favorite co-host, Gunner, my amazing 13-year-old son. And to this week, we're going to be talking about...
Kindness,
okay? And as I've prayed about it and marinated over this thought, I just thought about some attributes that I want to be talking about on the podcast that can help us in our life. And the first thing that stuck out to me is, above all, is kindness, to kind of kick that off. And as I've really thought and marinated and pondered on all the thoughts of how can we become kind, as I've thought about kindness, you can't really, really have kindness unless you also encompass forgiveness. Because it's easy to be kind to people who are nice to you, right?
Yes.
That's no problem. But the challenge of kindness comes when those...
unkind people are unkind to you.
And we all are born with this natural desire, right, to want to be respected, loved, right, and especially the world, right? When somebody does something to you, you do something back. When somebody says something rude to you, you say something worse back. You know, you get them back.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Yeah. And that's not Christ's way, right? Here we are lovingly sharing our belief and hope in our Christian podcast that Christ's way is the best way. Christ's way will give you joy and peace when the world will not. And it's so extremely hard to give kindness to those who are mean. And I've really, really learned a lot about meekness and kindness over the last, I don't know, the end of last year and this quarter, about choosing kindness irregardless of how you're treated. And there's no way that I could have done what I had done without my Savior Jesus Christ, without my Heavenly Father supporting me, listening to my endless prayers that I could just be kind. There's no way that I could be so full of joy and happiness right now. Because even though, like I said before, like I was in darkness and having a really hard time going through everything I was going through, I was able to pour my heart out to my Heavenly Father at night and be able to continue another day, day in, day out, facing people that had been so unkind to me and my family. And instead of that bitterness and anger, because that poisons our soul. When somebody does something rude to us and we fester and we sit there and we replay it and we think about it and we're devastated and heartbroken and so hurt, that hurts our spirit. And we don't want it. I didn't want to feel that way. I didn't want to have that broken heart. I didn't want to have that anger. And I went to my Heavenly Father and I prayed so hard. Heavenly Father, please, 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 please help me to be kind. And it was a miracle. I was able to serve those that were being unkind to me and show them love. And as I have removed myself and here I am now and I'm looking back and I could see that the way people treat you is not a reflection a lot of times of your behaviors. Sometimes the way people treat you are a representation of how they feel inside. And everybody's going through something hard, right? Everybody has... the way they were raised, they have challenges.
Examples in their life that treat others the way that they do.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And that they have those learned behaviors and those learned patterns. And a lot of times, people that are unkind, it's a choice that they have seen made against them. And previous actions and previous things that have been done to them, it makes them feel justified to do to you if you've been in that situation. And I have learned that people that are mean and unkind, it's a lot of the times more about something that's going on in their heart. And in that thought, it's helped me practice more compassion and more kindness towards them, even though it's been very difficult. So it's really easy. What do you think, Gunnar, when somebody comes to you and says, hey, I'm sorry. Could you forgive me for this?
No matter what, I always try to bring myself around to being like, it's just a mistake, or it's just something that they did, and obviously they're sorry now. And with that, I feel like, why would I be mad at them if they're sorry for the actions that they did? And there's a way to tell someone's truly sorry about the things that they've done. Like, you can sometimes just see it in their eyes, like, they're so sincere about what they're saying. Or you can see it in the way that they make eye contact with you, or just the way that they say it. And when someone comes up to you like that, it's just hard to be like, no, I don't, because you feel empathy towards them. You're like, yeah, I don't want to be mad at you for something previous that you did.
Okay, so there's two types of ways we need to forgive. One is when somebody comes to us and asks for forgiveness. And you could be justified, right? You could have all the right in the world to be offended, hurt, mad, and sad. You could have had the worst thing done to you, unfair, horrible, and you are entitled to those feelings. But you don't want to harbor those feelings in your heart. You just don't want to do it. You don't. You want to give it up to God. And it's given me so much peace to say, you know what? God gets to judge them for how they've treated me. I don't. My job is just to love them. And it gives me peace and comfort to know that God has my back. And God will take care of those who've done unkind things to us. But that's not our job. Our job isn't to punish them. Our job isn't to alienate them and not let them play with us. Our job isn't to make them pay for and make them see how hurtful they've been. That's not our job. Our job is to
love them.
Love them. So, but it does make it a little easier to forgive someone when they actually come to you and want to be forgiven.
Yes.
That's number one. Number two, to forgive those who haven't asked for your forgiveness. That is hard.
Definitely.
That is so hard to do, because here we think even about our Savior Jesus Christ, who here he is getting whipped, spit upon,
beaten, hung up on a cross,
made fun of. They made him a crown of what?
Thorns, and dug it into his head,
and sat there and mocked him, saying, oh, there you are, the King of the Jews. Oh, everybody bow to the King. And what did he say hanging on the cross?
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they've done.
Yeah, to that extent, exactly. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So here is the greatest example, as being a Christian, looking at our Savior Jesus Christ and those people that did the worst and most horrible things. Judas, his best friend, stabbed him in the back. Well, for how many pieces of silver? Was it like 30? 30 pieces of silver?
Something along those
lines. Yeah. Anyway, stabbed him in the back, his best friend. And I have related to some of this. And I have gone to my Savior Jesus Christ so many times over the last little bit, just going, oh my gosh, if he could do that, we have no excuse not to forgive those who've not even asked for our forgiveness. Because there was Jesus Christ, our ultimate example of somebody forgiving those who could do the most heinous of things to him, and he forgave them, and he loved them, and he was pleading for them to his heavenly Father, right? Because who was he talking to when he said that?
He was talking to his heavenly Father.
Yeah, so he was saying, Father, hey, take it easy on them. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And as we study and we learn about Christ's life as Christians, it helps us in our own life know that we can rise above. We can take the high road. We can choose kindness, even if we are justified in being nasty and mean. We don't do it, because at the end of the day, it is so much healthier to look at yourself in the mirror and know that you've been a good person, that you have been kind.
And keeping those feelings in you, like, oh, I do not like this person, I don't want to see them, or I don't want to be around them, or I don't ever want to hear from them again, that takes a toll on you and your attitude. If you're focused on how much you do not or dislike a different person, then you just, it starts to take an effect on you. You get grumpy and angry towards others who are just trying to reach out to you and see how you're doing. And I mean, I've never heard of anyone who has thought that that's the way that they want to be, is mean and rotten towards people who love them and want to see how they're doing. So it's way better to, like Mom said, just look yourself in the mirror and be like, I feel like I've done the best I can do today when it comes to forgiving or things related to that.
Because you feel better. Like, yes. God takes those. I would go to bed and I would wake up in the morning and I would have those sad, hurtful feelings in my heart would be gone. And they would be replaced with sympathy and love and kindness. And I love, so I had listened to this talk so by one of the current 12 apostles. So again, our church patterns off the exact same church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints patterns itself off of the same church that was on the earth when Christ was on the earth. So that same church was restored to the earth. And one of the now current 12 apostles, his name is Elder Ulysses S. Suarez from, do you remember where he's from?
Puerto Rico?
Oh, Brazil.
Dang it.
Brazil. He gave a talk in an October of 2019 conference, and I have listened, it's called Take Up Our Cross, and I have listened to it probably, oh my gosh.
Dozens.
Yeah. Like 25, 30, 40 times. Like, I would put it almost on replay going through this hard time in my life. So let's speak to this. If your hurt is so deep and what somebody has done to you, there's no way possible you could get over it and you could look at them and treat them kind and love them. You can if you turn to the Savior. And in his talk, I'm going to quote him. He says, quote, God will bless us with the gifts of faith to be healed and of working of miracles. He will do for us what we are not capable of doing for ourselves. Additionally, for those who feel bitter, angry, offended, or chained to sorrows for something you feel is undeserved, to take up one's cross and follow the Savior means to strive to lay aside these feelings and turn to the Lord so He can free us from this state of mind and help us to find peace. I have experienced that. Like, I have prayed and I have been given that peace and comfort. And that hate and that bitterness and that sadness and that betrayal has evaporated because of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I have nothing but good, positive light and vibes and love and prayers that I wish for those in my life who have treated me not kindly. And I want Gunnar, let's read. There's an awesome scripture in, how about you go and read the first three right there. Where is it at? What scripture is it?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 through 32. And it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking he put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
I love that. Because how we treat others, those people we're the people we're around, our friends and our family, they watch us. I mean, have you learned over the last little bit of what it's like to be kind to people who are mean to us?
Yeah.
Has that maybe helped you in the future? Do you think you'll react differently going forward?
Like we said in one of our other podcasts, I'm thankful for the bad things I've gone through because it's made me a better person. And with the going through these trials has made me realize that all you can do to a person is love them and forgive them for the things that they have done. Because just because they say and do things doesn't mean that they're proud of it or that they necessarily feel good about themselves for doing it. So to know that someone forgives them is probably a big thing for them, even if they don't show it.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Do you have an experience you'd like to share?
Yeah, so a former family member who I can come in contact with through my Xbox, a while ago, you know, he was online, and I was like, yo, it'd be cool to play with him. I haven't talked to him in a while, so I sent him a message over Xbox. I'm like, hey, man, I love you. I miss you, man. Just wondering if we could, I don't know, talk or something or play a game. And I'm like, it's totally fine if you say no, and I get it, but I just miss you and love you. And he just replies, no. And I'm just like, ah, come on. You know, because it's kind of like a crushing feeling to know how you, like, put yourself out there.
In a kind way.
Yeah.
And someone's rude back. But you can be proud of yourself. Proud of yourself that you chose kindness, you choose kindness, and you're an example. And the way that we treat others, people watch and people see, and they pattern their lives after that. So parents, no pressure or anything, but the way we treat others, the way we treat those that are unkind to us, the way we talk under our breath and talk behind our back, talk behind people's backs, the way we do that, our kids watch and our kids repeat our behaviors. And, you know, I've had to emphatically stress to my children that Bowers are kind. Bowers choose kindness. Bowers choose love. Bowers choose to follow our Savior Jesus Christ, even when it's hard. And I'm proud of you, Gunner. And I'm proud of the man you are and the man you will be because of the hard times you've gone through.
Thank you.
And Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. You read that, baby.
Wherefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
Okay. So how you want people to treat you? It's the age-old rule, right? You hear?
Golden rule.
The golden rule. Treat others as?
You want to be treated.
You want to be treated. Not how they deserve to be treated, right? Because sometimes people deserve a swift kick in the butt. People deserve a punch in the face.
Yes.
But that's not our job to do that. Our job, and it takes courage. It takes so much courage and strength to be meek, to be kind, to be tender, to be soft. And a lot of the world thinks that's weakness, right? Like, oh, you a wuss. You can't do this. You can't do that because you're a wuss. Oh, you're not going to say anything back? You're not going to retaliate? You know, like they're egging us on almost. And it's like, you know, it takes so much strength to choose to be kind. And those who follow our Savior Jesus Christ know that and understand that. And we can get that strength. When we don't have it, we can turn to our Savior Jesus Christ and pray, and we'll get that strength. And we're promised that over and over. And I love that. Okay, I want to read Alma chapter 41, which Alma's in the Book of Mormon. And that's another testament of our Savior Jesus Christ. It's a companion with the Bible. But at Alma 41, verse 14, it says, therefore, my son, see that you are merciful unto your brethren. Deal justly, judge righteously, and do good continually. And if ye do all these things, then shall ye receive your reward. Yea, ye shall have mercy restored unto you again. You shall have justice restored unto you again. Ye shall have a righteous judgment restored unto you again, and ye shall have good rewarded unto you again. So, if we're being really followers of our Savior Jesus Christ, and I'm selfishly looking at this as, oh my gosh, I want to have good rewarded unto me. I want to have righteousness and a righteous judgment restored unto me. What I put out, I want to get back. And if you put out kindness, you're going to be blessed with kindness, whether not in this life, in the next, in the eternal judgment of our Savior Jesus Christ. If we treat others and we try to pattern our lives and have that courage to be kind to those who are mean, then we're going to get goodness back. And I have had so much joy and happiness flow into my heart and in my life over the last quarter that I could like burst with sunshine. And I know that that's from me turning my heart to my Savior and giving it to Him. I have no worry. I have no fear. And I have courage that no matter what happens, no matter what I go through, no matter who's mean to me, no matter who says anything about me, that doesn't matter. All that matters at the end of the day is that my Savior and my Heavenly Father know my name. They know your name. And they know what you're going through. And they know the hurt that you carry in your heart, and they want to take it away. They want to make it evaporate. Give it up to them. Give it up to God And he will do miracles in your life. And even if that miracle is that you have no more bitterness in your heart, but your situation hasn't changed, how much better is that? How much lighter is your heart? And that I love. And we love you guys. And you can do it. You can be kind. Choose kindness.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys. Next week. We'll see.